Hey guys, it's Jeff. I'm back with the Pop Goggles podcast. I want to thank you guys again for respecting my past week and my Instagram kind of break and things like that. You guys have been great. I'm really excited to come back here today. I have Andre as my co-host. You guys love him. I love him. And we have three cities to cover, lots of housewife news. So we are just going to jump right in and I hope you enjoy. It's so much better. Guys, please welcome Andre.
Hi.
I don't know why I like didn't know what to say except just like say hello.
I mean, I'm just so excited to be back here again.
Hi. I just watched that clip again. Wait, what did they say? I think somebody used that clip and was like Camille walking back into Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And then, hi. And then Ramona is Ramona
with her Jesus complex.
Christ, we'll get into that. There's a fair amount of, there like wasn't too much news this week, but there was a fair amount of Housewives news.
I mean, a lot.
Was there a lot?
Well, I mean, we just got so much Housewives, I can't even catch up.
Oh, so many, yeah, well, so many Housewives shows, so we're going to get into all those, minus Dallas. Andre even admitted he got through half of it.
It's not a good season this season.
No.
It's not good.
No, so I gave up.
We've got nothing.
We've got nothing. But no,
how
I'm really
disappointing.
Glad.
Disappointing.
It's disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you back. I told him last time that I'd have you back for the NJ and Atlanta premiere.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Yeah. And I studied. I took notes. I'm ready to go.
Wait, before we get into the actual premieres, which one did you enjoy more?
Oh, New Jersey.
Okay, good. Me too. Fucking idiots were like, I'll say it later.
Okay. Well, I mean, the last season of New Jersey was their best I think, ever.
That's when I got into it, because Jennifer's a legend, right?
And Danielle.
Staub. But yes. She wasn't in this episode, in the first
No,
one.
But I'm saying she was in last season. She made it so good.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, just to really quickly check in, I know I told you guys last week that I was having a tougher week. We transitioned into an even tougher week. Not like there's actually good things happening, but there's just one specific thing and it's tough. And thank you for respecting my break for my Insta stories and things like that.
We love you, Jeffy. We're here to support you.
I saw your comment too. Yeah. Andre knows what's going on. I'm just going through it a little bit. But I'm not here to make you guys sad. I'm here to have fun.
Make you smile.
Make you smile. And make myself smile. Actually, this is selfish. I'm here to make myself smile. So, like, let's be honest here.
It's not a totally selfless act here.
Not at all. So, yeah. And then I really quickly want to get into one story because somebody had referenced it recently and I forgot about it. And I don't think I've told it before. So, do you know what a Super 8 motel is?
Of course.
Yeah. So, we're like, I think I was like 16 at this time. And somebody calls me. And they're like, yo, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, nothing. And they're like, do you want to throw in $20 and we're going to roll 2 half-ounce blunts, which is insane. It took like, I feel like it took like 14 Dutches per blunt.
Holy crap.
It was insane. And we're going to hotbox the Super 8 hotel room. And I'm like, you betcha I want to do that. I'm like, here's 40. And so we had done that. So we're like, again, somehow we like roll these. It was like a huge dick. I mean, it was a huge, like, it was a lot. I don't know how.
I don't think I've ever smoked a joint that big before.
Not a joint, blunt, but like it was, I mean, it
a
was,
blunt.
It was,
yeah.
And so a blunt takes long anyways. And so these were like, okay. So like, okay, we'll start with one. We had like a ton of people, but like chiefing on it. There's so much smoke. So what we didn't realize, though, is like there was a massive amount of smoke. And so somebody called the fire department because they actually thought the hotel was on fire. And we're just like, you know, like very simply like, guys, what's going on? And they had like the manager would come and be like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So before we know it, there's like the entire fire department, all these cops. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like,
and you're just blunted out.
But like beyond. And I'm just like, and so they walk in, like, I think what we had done is we had put the blunts under like wet towels in the bathroom because they search everything else. So somebody didn't find them. But what had happened, this is so wild. So they walked in with the intention of like giving us citations or whatever. I think I was 16, so nothing would have happened anyways. They must have gotten so stoned walking in. I mean, there's no way it was insane. You couldn't even see.
Oh my God.
And something got like, they got like so discombobulated and like they just left. And we were like, what the fuck? And they were just like, I remember them leaving and I just, and like thinking they were so fucked up at this point. And like, cause at one point he took out like a pen and paper and I'll never forget this. He asked me my address and phone number and I go to say it. And then he just like put his pen and paper down. And I was like, they're so fucked up too. And I think we were all giggling. We're like, they're so fucked up too. And that's what happened. And then we're like, well, guys, we want to finish these blunts. So then we like took this mom's, this kid's mom's minivan and we parked behind the Super 8 Motel and finished them in the minivan.
And then what did you eat?
Oh, I don't remember, but I'm sure a kitchen.
Right.
Yeah, an entire kitchen.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I think I brought it up because somebody had mentioned like a Super 8 Motel and I was like, I want to tell that fun story. That's it. That's
story
it.
Story time.
I need to adjust my headphones. I was trying not to crush my new hat, but they're falling off. Is that okay?
You're good.
We're good. All right. Let's get into just some news real quick. So, Housewives news. Camille returning to Beverly Hills.
Wow.
So,
I mean, it's really obvious what's going on. There's been all these stories out about how the season's so boring and the producers have spent so much money trying to make something happen and they've got no drama.
Nothing.
Right.
So here's the thing. Everyone's like, we need something to save it. And like, I agree. I agree that Camille stirs up drama. I've spoken about my opinions about her before. I still am annoyed by her, even though I know she brings drama. And because they're bringing her in with that purpose, it's going to feel so forced and so fabricated. And I want them to scrap the season. Like, I'm just still not happy about it.
I mean, I told you that I'll still watch.
I saw that. I was like, yeah. You fucking Christ.
I am a lifer. I am a Beverly Hills apologist. I don't care. I eat it up. I watch for Lisa Rinna. She's the star of the show.
Love Lisa
I can
Rinna.
Just watch her like hanging out in the backyard looking for rats or whatever she's
doing. Oh, me too. I love her when she's looking for rats or cockroaches or something with the dog.
Or cleaning her hotel room.
It's incredible.
At QVC.
It's incredible. It's
like, I don't care.
Oh my God. But well, whatever. Well, no, somebody's cousin that I know, we went to her apartment. And that's where Lisa Rinna stays when she does QVC because it was like right outside of Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And like I realized what it, and I'm like, I don't know. I just felt the energy. I felt like the cleaning wipe energy.
What I want to know though is if there's no drama, the obvious person to bring back
is Brandy.
And
that's what I think too. Like that's why I'm just so confused. And especially because they know that Camille will just kind of bring a continuation of leftover drama from last season, which we're over and we don't want to drag on anyways. And like bring in, essentially at this point, Brandy is fresh.
Yeah.
It is something fresh.
Right. And she's connected to the women. She's friends with Kyle again.
Which is insane.
Right.
I
also feel like, you know, what's kind of ruining the shows a little bit is everyone tweeting about it while they're shooting. All the stories that come out while they're shooting, it's better when you like don't know anything and then they just
you're
hit
surprised.
You.
Yeah. That was the entire last season when like we knew about all the dog stuff before it hit, and that's why like in the trailer they use the tabloids and whatnot. But it's like I saw that one picture that Kyle posted in the backyard recently. You know what I'm talking about, the entire cast?
Yeah.
And it was the stalest looking photo I've ever seen.
Well, I've been scanning looking who's gonna bring the drama.
Nobody.
And there's nobody.
But that's the thing too, and like when we brought Garcelle and Sutton in, I said this in the beginning, I was like, everyone just gets so excited about new people when they literally don't even know who the fuck they are, and they're like, ah, legend, she's gonna bring, I can tell. And they said that, so they said that with like Eden Sassoon, like they said it with everyone, and it doesn't pan out, and I'm like, no, these girls look boring, and it's, I don't know.
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm still going to watch. I really hope you try to hang in there. I mean, we have probably till what, February, till we get the show.
Apparently somebody just told me that like on the Wikipedia, which actually that's bullshit. Now I don't believe this. As I'm saying it, I'm realizing it's probably bullshit, but it said January 21st.
Okay. Well, you know what actually made me bummed out was today. This is also part of the news. They dropped the Vanderpump Rules trailer.
Okay, I saw that too. I was going to get to that. Should we just transition to that?
Well, sure. I mean, we got nothing more to say.
We have nothing
more
to say. No, it's just.
But the whole trailer is Lisa narrating what's going on. And you're like, ugh.
Uh huh. And I don't like this new cast thing. I like the idea that we were growing up with them and that they are these like old people in these amateur mindsets and things like that. I don't want this new. How do you feel about it? There's fucking seven of them. First of all, there's seven new cast members.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know. We'll wait and see. That doesn't come back till January either.
No.
But you know, at the end of the day, I hate Jax, I hate Brittany, and I hate Katie. So if we can find people Katie. To come in and annoy them, because that's what Lala did, and she riled them up. And yeah. That was so good. And now she's one of them. She's just a clone.
But that's what I mean. Maybe if they just didn't bring in seven new people and brought in like one or two, then we'd be okay. Like, we knew Raquel was coming on as a main cast member now, and now Bo, Stassi's Bo. And then maybe just one new person. Then it would have been okay. I don't know.
It's and like, by the way, did you look at them? They all look the exact same. You can't even tell them apart.
Yep. Yeah, I was, there's like a Dana and like a and I was like, cool. It's all the same to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really not impressed with it. It actually gives me, it like annoyed me.
Okay. But we'll see.
I know. No, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But you know, I was never like a huge Vanderpump person anyways, because they all, I don't like any of them.
You're like, you get like really deep into like, I'm already over, like, you're already checked out. I'm really positive about these shows, and I just love them, and it's like, I don't care. Like, just give it to me.
It's funny you say that, because somebody had messaged me recently, and they were like, you know, sometimes you're really negative about the Housewives and stuff on your podcast, and I was like, I agree, and I will try to look at the positive side of things, but it's just coming from a place of honesty, and I think I've told you this, like, on the side. I don't feel that we're in, like, the best place with Housewives at all, and, like, it's come to a point where I don't enjoy certain ones as much, and I'm really only excited about New York, and a lot of it does feel like a chore, and so I'm just expressing like how I feel, and I think I'm just so like kind of fed up with where we're going.
Yeah.
No?
I see your point. I just, I'm like, I'm wearing the glasses. I can't see anything, but
agree
like...
Agree with me. No, I'm just getting hot, dude, but...
I just don't want to believe that this like golden era age of television...
Acceptance. Just like I'm doing in my life this week. Accept it. And then...
Because New York will be back before you know it, and you will be like... You will, oh, by the way, did you see that they are shooting the Berkshires right now?
Oh, I saw it right now. It's going down right now.
There's, like, I'm telling you, everything's going down right now.
It is. But then somebody did mention to me, too. They're like, I might even be nervous about New York this season because no Bethany. And I'm like, I'm still not worried. They're a cast of all stars.
And Tinsley's like apparently supposedly quit. Gone.
But like, I think we'll still be fine.
Yeah, you're
listen,
fine.
Will her absence be noted? You betcha. We'll be fine.
Yeah. Just somebody spike Dorinda's drink, please.
That's all I want. That's if all we need. Said drunk Dorinda every episode, we'd be totally fine. Yeah. And she is such an aggravating character in that state. And it's just, then we get things going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're the biggest heroin addict.
No lemon here. Snappy. Got a lot of love in there. I watched it the other day. I was like, I don't feel good. I just like
my feel good. I need a smoker in Cartagena.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I miss them. So we'll see what happens. In actually two pieces of OC news. So one, you obviously saw Vicky was suing Kelly and Bravo, which is nuts.
Well, and apparently the lawsuit, the part that was meant for Bravo and for the company is now dismissed. Yes.
And then now that's what happened first. And then now it's even dismissed with Kelly.
Oh.
Because they told Vicky that she couldn't go to the reunion if she has it. And it films tomorrow. That reunion is going to be fucking explosive.
Interesting. I can't imagine. I think this has got to be Vicky's
last season.
Yeah.
Especially after pulling that. I'm like, Vicky, you just shot yourself in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but she had to drop the lawsuit.
I mean, you know, she's a close personal friend of mine, so.
Oh yeah. I'm like, wait, really? And then I realized the story. I was like, Ms. Victoria Gumbleson?
Miss Victoria.
Oh, baby girl. So I don't know what she's thinking. It was so stupid, and we'll see what happens. You know what? And I feel really like sad for her and second embarrassment for her tomorrow when they film the reunion and they have to bring her in at some point.
That's
like,
right.
It's going to be sad and they're going to have to acknowledge it. And like she,
I love it. I love watching her have to like eat crow. And she's still walking around going, I'm the queen.
The queen, Queen
I'm
Victoria queen. And all that. I'm just like,
okay, girl.
I know. Bless her heart. I don't know. I feel bad. I'm an empathetic person.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see what happens. I don't know.
We'll watch what happens.
We'll watch what happens, not live. In other OC news though, did you see the Josh Waring footage on TMZ getting attacked?
Yeah, that's dark.
Here's the thing. And then Lori Peterson goes again and is like, oh my God, like they're corrupt and they're after my son. It's like, he still has a bail. Like, bail him out then.
I don't know. I mean, look, we know a little bit about this whole world, and like, and it's tough to be a mom to an addict who cannot stop using and is going to lie and steal. And at a certain point she has to detach herself. It doesn't mean that she doesn't love her son.
But part of me thinks that, like, he's been in there 3.5 years now. Like, that's, I don't want to say, like, lesson learned or whatnot. Like, that's enough. And, like, she keeps saying, like, I know he's innocent. So you have to almost separate. It's not like he's there for a drug charge. She's saying, like, I know for a fact he's innocent of this murder charge. And so, or attempted murder charge. And I want him to get out. Like, if you want then your son to have a life and it's easier to fight when he's out and yada yada, then, like, I don't know. So that's where it gets me. And then for her to, where it really gets me is for where she speaks to the press about it and, like, speaks against the county jail and then all that. It's like, well, you can't bitch about, like, I don't know.
What do you want her to do?
Bail him out. No?
I don't know. I can see both sides. I have compassion for the guy, but at the same time, you know, you got to draw a line somewhere.
No, me too. But, like, also he did, like, that sucks. Like, you're just in there and somebody scraped you with, I'm not scraped. Scrape sounds like he fell off his bike. No, I mean, like, somebody
hit you in the head with a mallet.
I'm like, he got a boo-boo. No. No, he, like, got slashed is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really tragic.
Yeah, there was that. And then one quick thing. Did you, I don't know why I find this so funny. And, like, I hope that somebody else finds it funny too. Did you see the Wendy Williams clip from, like, the Halloween situation? And, like, randomly she's like, what was that? And then she's like, James. You watch Wendy, no?
No.
Oh, no.
I do love a little, I love Wendy.
But I love a good, I don't, like, watch religiously. I love a good clip. It is, and, like, people had memed it and stuff. It's so good.
I didn't see that, but I did see this week she had someone on, or last week, and they said, they were talking about Real Houses of Dallas, and she goes, wait.
Oh.
Who here watches Dallas?
And she goes, and nobody's clapping.
No one claps.
She's like, nobody's clapping.
How you doing, Leanne?
No, and then today, somebody, I think it was like Evan Ross Katz posted this thing, where some guy was on there talking, and he was like, yeah, like, oh, she fell out of her car, but, you know, it's in Six and Teals. Like, I don't know what it's like to walk in Six and Teals. I think it's like a guy that's supposed to be straight. And she looks and she just, like, makes his face and she's like, mm-hmm. Like, she's so shady.
She's so shady.
It's incredible, actually. It is incredible.
She had Dolores on and she calls her Black Dolores.
What?
And because the story was, the clickbait was, Dolores finds out she's black. And then you
Catania?
Open the story. Yeah, you read the story, and she had gone on Wendy Williams, and she goes, "I did a DNA test, and I found out my father was 3% Nigerian." I'm like, "Okay, 3%." So, but Wendy calls her Black Dolores.
Oh, I love her! I love her too much. I can't handle it.
Wendy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Dolores.
Not Dolores.
No. Do you love her?
Yeah.
I was on a podcast last night and he was like, I love Dolores. And I was like, I'm leaving.
I could take her or leave her.
And I know I don't hate it. We kind of came to the conclusion that she's like a Cynthia or an Eileen of the place.
I miss Eileen.
Mason.
I still RIP Eileen.
How dare you? I need that, like, how dare you?
Actually, you didn't.
You know, I don't like you. Good. I can't find one damn thing to like about you in the moment. From your hair to your face, your attitude. It's pure evil. It's like this, like, scared innocence, like, coming through her voice. I miss her so much.
But she was so genuine.
And that's what it is. You need sometimes, like, a bouncing board. She's a great bouncing board.
I'm kind of happy she got
And then, like, Brandy, when she would do that, and, like, when Brandy did the whiner, like, we need that. And then,
Those were good years.
That was the last good year.
Poker night at her house.
Oh, all right. So, like, I rewatch a lot of New York to feel good, but, like, if I go to Beverly Hills, I go to it's like a span of two episodes where it's like the car ride there with Lisa Rinna Camden.
The greatest, maybe the greatest scene ever.
Fuck you. And Lisa Rinna's like, I want to run. I want to get out of the car and run. No, and she goes,
it's wackadoodle time. whack-a-doodle time.
And then she just, Bonnard always does this for like, she is, and she like spins her head and she's like,
fucked up.
And I'm like, yeah, she is. And then, yeah, and then we have poker night, and then it just goes so off.
I'm telling
you,
I'm still mad about that season because they were she was gaslighting Lisa and Eileen that whole season.
Who was gaslighting?
Kim.
Oh, no, acting like she's sober.
So bonkers, and then being completely furious that they were saying, like, something's wrong with her, something's weird, something's going on.
And it's like, it was so off. No, they even once, like, showed, I think it's when they got in Amsterdam, and they quickly showed, like, footage of them on the plane there, and they're talking about it, and she's like, drop it now!
Yeah, and then within weeks of wrapping that season, she's shoplifting from Target and hauling herself up in the Beverly Hills Hotel bathroom.
Kicking people.
and you know what? She never did fucking apologize.
No, and then even at the reunion, after she was like, listen, in 3 years, my friends right here, like, they have not seen me. If they saw me, you know, fucked up, they would have concerns. Like, I have been sober. And I'm like, oh.
And then she had the audacity to give that bunny back to Lisa Rinna.
That was later. But like, and then she's like, listen, then Andy goes, but like at poker night, she's like, listen, did I take a pill? Yes. Was it right? No. And then I'm like, so again, you relapse.
Correct.
It's so bizarre. I miss her every day. All right. We got in like a Beverly Hills tangent real quick. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll actually come back and do whatever recap we choose to start with.
Great.
Cool. So much better. All right, guys, we are ready to discuss New Jersey. We chose that as the first one because I'm most excited about it.
So excited, and what a day to be covering New Jersey because right now, Teresa and the girls are in Italy. The IG is blowing up with photos. They're all beat to the high heavens, hair, makeup, everything.
Even, I think it was Gabriella I saw one photo, and I was like, the forgotten one, and I was like, whoa.
The other one.
She's not one of theirs, is she?
Well, Melania and Gia look very similar.
Right.
And then Adriana and Gabriella kind of look alike.
That's
because
true.
Joe's, I think, like Northern Italian. Like his mom is like very fair.
Oh,
so I think those two kids kind of got those genes.
The other two are Melania and Gia are Teresa.
They're Teresa, yeah.
Yeah.
Except Melania's got Joe's personality.
And build.
I can't wait to grow up.
Yeah, Melania is
she's
such stature.
Awesome. She's
such stature.
She's so good.
Yeah, no, all right. Oh my God, you know what I'm thinking too? I feel like in Italy, when they're, because obviously they're there filming and whatever, I think they're going to talk about divorce. I feel like they're going to say, okay, let's get a divorce, and that's going to be the finale.
Margaret was on Watch What Happens last night, and she said, she told Teresa, just toss him one. See how you feel.
Wait, toss him one,
like,
meaning like?
Like, shtup him and see if you still got it.
Oh, yeah.
But I watched that interview, and they
hate each other.
They just don't seem like they're together anymore.
They're not. I think they're waiting to announce it, like I said, on that special on the finale. That's why I think it's like they're talking about it, filming it, and they're going to announce it. I mean, they clearly hate each other.
Yeah, and New Jersey is the type of show where they really like protect the secrets.
Yeah.
You know, like this whole episode, it's like Dolores is her soldier, and she referred to Teresa as a single mom. But then she's like, if she says that she's not sleeping with the guy, then she's not sleeping with those guys.
Right.
And it's like, what's going on? Like, I don't like when we're pretending it's one thing and it's really something else. I hate that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we're always kind of like fighting against the fourth wall. And you're like, come on.
Yeah. So, because we've all seen the photos, those hot guys that Teresa's out with.
With his friends. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't blame her. I mean, at that point, he puts you through hell. He's been away for years. Like, I don't know.
No one would blame her.
No.
No.
Yeah, okay. I'm not an asshole for saying that. All right, no. But so we open with a bang. We get that, like, clip of Jennifer on her on the bed getting, like, with her assistant. Like, she was kind of, like, trying to yank her in some sort of, like, Spanx or something?
Yes.
Incredible. Out of the gate. Legend. Ah,
Jennifer's an all-star.
She's an all-star.
She's so good. She's got the most hideous testimonial look I have ever seen.
Oh my God. I was like, holy hell.
It's Captain Hook.
Meets like Drusilla from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right.
Did you watch Buffy? Well, it meets that, meets like Skid Row. And
Jennifer, I mean, those, that monster, that little six-year-old monster that she's raising.
Oh, she's going to be, she is awful and she's going to be awful.
She's just as gross as the mom. And then Bill is disgusting. He walks in, hey guys.
He's such a loser.
Thanks for coming to my event.
He thinks he's so like, do you think they have money?
God. Well, New Jersey is just a house of cards.
Like, yeah, none of them have money.
I've never seen anything tackier than those homes.
I'm from New Jersey. And the thing is, too, though, is that like they don't cost that much there.
What's Paramus really like?
It's not nice. There's actually, I think there's like a gay community in Paramus, but it's like it's further from me. But yeah, you go there for like the Paramus Mall.
Every drag queen looks like Teresa.
Yeah, literally. I'll go there for Jamba Juice because they didn't have it anywhere else at the time. But it. Yeah, it's like not a great area when she's like, oh, Paramus. And it's like, I could picture it too. It's just kind of this random house. It probably looks so out of place. And like, it can't be that expensive. So I don't know.
But she's got the best view in Paramus.
The best view in Paramus. I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, I have to bring up something. I thought of you when I was watching this. Did you clock? I know you did.
Tell me.
Jennifer's yellow Beamer. Did you see that car?
No.
She has a banana yellow.
No, she doesn't.
Beamer.
And what,
she
pulled series?
Up. Oh, God. Come on. It's like
SUV or sedan?
A sedan. I think it was a
larger.
I want to say a 3 Series, but would she really be driving a 3 no. Series? It's got to be a 5 or a 7.
Yeah, is it
but
yellow?
I'm telling you, it's yellow. I cannot believe you missed
it. I missed
this.
It in the premiere?
Yeah. Because. I thought we didn't know, like it pulled up and you didn't know who was going to get out. And then it was her.
I was eating Mediterranean, so I may have been looking down at like a falafel.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you could have also just been looking at Bill.
Oh, no. But you know what I was thinking?
Or one of
no,
her
you know what I actually kept thinking when I was doing it? No, you know who I was looking at was Jackie's hot husband. I can't with him.
Oh, you're into Jackie?
I think he is the most delicious house husband there is besides Gina's ex, who I would let be the. No, I'm actually not.
Because I have two. I have two crushes after that episode.
Who?
One, Dolores's boyfriend.
I thought he looked like a heroin addict.
But like the hottest heroin addict in New Jersey.
Okay. Well, I'm like, hello.
You don't live there anymore, honey.
Yeah. No, but I'm like, I actually do know some hot ones. But, okay, not promoting that. Who else?
Tony, the pool contractor.
I did say I'm attracted to Tony.
He was foxy.
I think her and Tim and Teresa have fucked.
Oh, yeah. But then she... found her Prince Charming and
no, but I mean, I think they fucked recently.
Oh, you think they fucked recently?
What do you mean, they're randomly back in touch because she wants a pool?
There is no way Tony, the hot pool contractor, is single. There's no way.
No, well, I don't know. Maybe they're cheating. And also, wait, real quick, real quick, what I wanted to say was that okay, I want to see Jennifer divorce Bill and be a single slut. It would be incredible.
It's not happening.
No, it's
she's
not. She's
in that relationship.
In it, but like,
she's got the free plastic surgery, the free lipo, the free 20,000 like, sit-up machine.
Oh, and she's like, I love how open and like, that's like my family too. We're so vain. And like, my dad's gotten liposuction with no anesthesia, mind you, because he's cheap.
It's not that I don't like to work out. It's that I prefer not to. She's so good.
Her.
The way she came at Jackie in the middle of
she's
her
like
event.
A condescending bitch. And literally lurched forward. And I was like, ooh.
She lunged at Jackie. Yeah. I mean, Jackie's a nothing. She's a nobody.
Remember I tweeted that she's the Teddy of New Jersey?
She's the Teddy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But every show needs a Teddy. You need to have something for people
I agree
to play
you need,
off of.
You need something to play off of. Like, that's why I said like an Eileen or something. Not a Teddy.
That's what makes...
Because there's still like a know-it-all. No.
When you have a Jackie, it makes the Jennifer so much more interesting. Because
that's true. Because it riles her up. I think Teddy's a bad example. I think Jackie is a good example. Like, you need a Jackie. But it... And then she goes, and then like, I think whoever had walked up and they're like, I think Margaret, and like, well, what do you do for a living? Cause she was saying, oh, you're a writer. And Jennifer's like, I'm a comedian.
LOL.
Like, LOL. And I was like, I love you.
Okay. So I don't like Jennifer as a person. Like
she's got awful.
You know, I'm kind of on team Margaret,
Melissa, Jackie.
Like I like those girls more, but come on, Jackie, relax. She did an impression of you on Instagram.
She's like, my kids, this is going to hurt. And I'm like, ugh.
No, that was funny.
It was funny. Like, she is actually good at impressions. She's like, I'm really good at impressions. I love my impressions. Bill, you know I love my impressions.
She was good. And there's nobody that got it worse last season than Jennifer. You know what
she
I mean?
She did. She did.
She really got the she gets the villain edit.
From the jump, so when they went to like Montana or wherever it was, and like she wouldn't stay in the trailer. And yeah.
She is so not self-aware about the fact that she comes off as such a awful snobby bitch.
Twat.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a cunt. Yeah.
She's a cunt. Let's yeah. I was it. Trying to like, I guess, be nicer. I don't know if twat's nicer, but I was like, well, she like reinvigorated it for me. Cause I'm in.
That testimonial looked like a big fat hairy pussy. Let's be honest.
It looked like roast beef curtains. Is what it looked like. It looked like hairy roast beef curtains. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Not that I would really know, but that's what I imagine they look like.
Oh, actually, you know what's so funny is like I used to love roast beef when I was a kid, and then I stopped because I found out what it was, and I was like, oh. And my dad was like, oh, I love roast beef, right from Just Tubs. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, get a fucking turkey sandwich, for Christ's sake. But yeah, I'm into her. And then what else was I going to say about it? I like that we were light on Jackie. Like, we didn't have too many like solo scenes of her. I think it was really like Jennifer that was carrying the episode.
I mean, it's Jennifer, and then obviously the main story is Teresa.
Do you think? I mean, that's got to be why Jennifer is really latching on to Teresa.
Because
she's Teresa.
Oh, because she's the star. Yeah, but...
But also, like, I feel like, I don't know.
It makes me happy because you've got teams. The fact that Melissa and Teresa are on different teams, and you know that is going to be really good. That is.
Who else is on Melissa, or sorry, Teresa and Jennifer's team?
Well, Danielle Staub's gonna
until
come back.
The end when they. Oh, I can't wait to see Danielle and Teresa fall out. I was missing her a little bit. I thought, but like, listen, she's gonna come in next week or the week after, like a machine gun,
like a yellow beamer,
listen, with a machine gun.
Anyone who's
the top.
Listening to this podcast right now that doesn't watch New Jersey, it is hands down. There's four Housewives shows on right now.
It's hands down the best. Yep,
get on it. Right now, because this is what we want. This is what we've been missing these last few weeks, where we've got fucking OC and Dallas giving us almost nothing.
No, I agree. And I've said that so many times that I was never in New Jersey. I didn't like it. It icked me out. And they give this vibe about how like they're so fascinated by Hollywood and they want to be famous about it and whatever. The cast is right now. It works. And especially because we're in such a slump. Please watch.
It's good.
Please.
The last thing I really want to say about New Jersey is like, so this the whole, you know, through line of this season is Teresa's drama with Joe being away and the kids and all this. And that scene where, the kids are sitting there with Nono and Gia gets emotional. I almost fell for it because you feel for the kids. You know, it's sad that like the dad's gone. But at the end of the day, like if we let everyone out of jail that had children who were graduating or going to college, there would be no one in jail.
No, you're right. You can't single out one situation. I try to do that too because I'm such a softy.
Yeah, you are. And I'm not.
I know. I mean, I tell people all the time, like, I gave, like, my last $20 to a homeless person. And they're like, why? Oh, and I'm like, because he looked so sad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, if I see a mom, too, it's like, I have two kids. I'm like, oh. I'm like, sweetie, I'm going to the bank. I'll be right back, okay? And they're like, fucking idiot.
I mean, listen, I'm a compassionate person. But at the end of the day, the guy did a crime. He's got to do his time.
I'm compassionate.
And just like Gia said, what an idiot that he never became a citizen.
That's what I want to know, too, is that, like, I remember thinking this. Because, again, I have obviously experienced a jail condition. Not ICE, because I am a citizen, but I was thinking, like, it's actually maddening to know, like, okay, you can be free from prison after being there for years, and then having to go to ICE and being stuck there, knowing you can actually be free. Like, that is maddening. And I understand being like, okay, if my daughter asked me to do this, I would do it. But I was wondering, like, while this was happening over the past few months, I was like, I wonder if that's why. And, like, I wonder if he so badly is like, I'm about to just dip, which he kind of ended up doing, go to Italy anyways and wait. But, like, is it selfish of Gia to ask him to do that knowing the conditions are so horrible, or he was getting his punishment because of what they put them through? I don't know.
I don't care.
I got too deep and heavy. Okay.
Yeah.
We talked about it before and you're like, bye.
Yeah. You feel bad. But that's it. He did a crime. Bye. Yeah.
And you know what I thought of too? He can move to Canada. He can move to Canada and then girls can go see him in fucking Toronto or Montreal for the weekend, get real slutty, do coke and come back.
I didn't even think of that.
Great. I've actually never been there, but like my friend used to live in Montreal. You go there, you get slutty, you do coke, you freeze your ass off, and you come back.
Oh.
In some cases, you're like not allowed back to Canada. In this person's case, but Yeah, go to Canada. So it's not that bad.
Donald Trump's not president there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, did you ever really think about moving to Canada?
Not seriously. I live in LA.
Me neither, like seriously, but like I think maybe, yeah, actually me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason. No. Would you ever leave LA?
I don't see it happening.
I don't see it either. It's the best place.
I love it here.
It's the best place you get. So if you want to live in America, I like don't understand why people don't live in LA.
Yeah. I mean, it took me 45 minutes to like go a few miles just to get here.
I don't care.
But it's worth it.
You're in the greatest weather. You're in a nice car listening to great music or podcasts. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this one. And no, and yeah, I always say it. Yeah. I'm like the biggest fan. All right. Let's wrap New Jersey. I think I had more notes. Oh, real quick about No-No. I was like, No-No seems like he is about to croak.
No-No.
No-No, yeah. That was a really good No-No.
Poor No-No.
No-No is dead. I mean, like, no, No-No has been dead for a long time.
Yeah, how that poor grandma, Nona, died first.
Was her name Nona?
I think
Nona?
So.
Nona, No-No?
Yeah.
She was ancient as well, no?
Yeah, but I mean, No-No's been like on his deathbed.
I'm like, how compressed is your voice box? I'm very concerned about No-No, but that was my last note about it.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to do Atlanta next?
Sure.
Okay.
Talk to me.
All right. I'm going to just note something. I'm like, this isn't great in the context of safety. I've had a busy week and I was trying to get things done and whatever. And so I watched the Atlanta premiere on my phone while I was driving.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. You're like, actually, that's what I expect from you. So I hope that I got the gist of it. I think it was a little bit flat.
Yeah. I mean, it was an opening episode. They're not usually that great, right?
Right.
It opens with Kenya. Because they know that people miss Kenya. They really screwed up by not bringing her back last season. Now, I have to say, I've always hated Kenya. Never liked Kenya. I'm a Phaedra fan.
Oh,
I'm a Portia fan. And I used to love Nini.
She's awful now. She's such a miserable cunt.
She's awful.
She's awful.
I found Kenya to be quite palatable.
Me too. And I mean, I didn't hate her to that extent. And I think I had warmed up to her in certain like senses, but yeah, I was like, same thing as like, they opened up with her because they're like, wow. And then, you know, and then like with the music too, that they did, like, do you remember that music? I forget what it was. It's like, and then back to back to then have Portia. And it was this like soft musicless transitions.
Right.
It was just very interesting that the two of them and kind of showing like where they've come to, and I found it actually kind of like poignant and like, okay.
I mean, how many times are they going to cut back to the scene from the reunion?
Oh.
They cut back like three times in the episode.
And I'm like, okay.
But I'm happy to see, I'm excited to watch Kenya and Portia be friends.
Me too. I said the same thing.
Yeah.
However, I also noted this. It's the kind of thing where it's like, I'm excited to see them friends, but I also love seeing them fight. And it's the same thing with like Shannon and Kelly. I was like, oh my God, I love seeing them friends. But like, their fights are the best. And there's certain cast members that are like that.
But now, everyone hates Nene. So that's going to be kind of
true.
By the way, so Kenya was on Watch What Happens Live.
And with the Warhawk comment.
Someone called in and said, she had the Barbie party and everyone came as a different Barbie. And they said, if Nene came to your party, what Barbie would she be? And she thought for a second, she goes,
like, Warhawk Barbie.
Warthog Barbie, just so matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
It was so good.
I saw it too.
You spoiled the punchline there, but it was good.
Oh.
It was really good.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, I did jump in.
Warthog Barbie.
Sorry. Sorry, I was excited about it too.
Kenya's a conniving, overly produced, like, bitch, but she can read a motherfucker.
And can play a game.
She knows how to play the game.
Yeah.
She's the Tamra of this show.
Yeah, and you're right, she can read somebody so quickly in a witty sense, and that actually I think is one of my biggest selling points in a housewife is wit.
Oh yeah.
And so, because wit really attributes to a quick shady read and a comeback, you need that. That's why Bethany's so good.
Well, almost all the Atlanta housewives have a good wit. I mean,
Phaedra,
the
though.
The shit that comes out of Portia's mouth.
She is, and that's what makes me think she's smart.
And even Nene, before, the only thing that she had to say was blonk, blonk.
And like,
those Atlanta women are hilarious.
But that's why I miss Phaedra. I mean, there is no one wittier or shadier than Shadra Parks.
Yeah, yeah, Shadra Parks. I hope they bring her back for a little bit.
Do you
I feel like Nene would bring her back just to piss off the other women.
But yeah. They can't do it quick. I'm like, well, we can get rid of her.
Yeah.
I often watch the Phaedra read to Kenya because he needs to get himself a medium-sized pizza so he ejaculated in the cup so you could have a kid. Now, check that. But it was longer. I said that. And I remember, and everyone at the reunion was just like, silent. And I was like, who even came up with that? Like, that's bonkers.
The shit that comes out of their mouths is so good.
It's so good. No, and then we, like, moved on. And then we had Portia, who, like, it was a little off seeing her very depressed because usually she's, like, the fun light. And she was, like, very depressed.
You're right, because none of us could have predicted that Dennis was going to cheat on her.
I know. And then that bestiality thing, I think I kind of, like, again, maybe I was, like, making a left-hand turn at the time. Did he commit beastie?
I don't believe. Come on.
No, I know. But then they had that flashback of her in the costume when we're talking about the dog tail. And I was like, yo, I did catch that when I turned back in the lane.
I don't even want to like ponder whether or not he was fucking a dog. It's gross. Like, I don't want to know.
But then, so speaking of him fucking, then we had that woman in the most, like, strangely produced scene. Like,
oh, the vlog?
These three girls there, and then what's her name? Spirit?
Wind down. Oh, are you talking about the woman that cheated with Dennis?
Yeah.
What's Sincerely.
Her name? Oh. What'd I call her? Spirit? Either way.
We're going to call her Schmaltz for now.
Schmaltz. I'm like, she's like, yeah, okay. I'm like, she's a sob, for all I care. That was so random. They're like sitting there. She's like, hey, I just want to like let you know. And I was like, where'd you come from?
Yeah. Oh, fully mic'd.
Fully mic'd. And like, but like they could have, I don't know. Felt really sloppy.
So tacky.
I was like, what?
Oh, you're here?
Oh. And then, you know, and then you're even, I was like,
you
oh,
go here?
Yeah. Oh, you go here? And I'm like, what? Yeah. That was like bizarre.
That was stupid.
That was bizarre. And then we had, like, the Kenya...
By the way, that was also the scene where Cynthia asked Candy if she was thinking about naming her kid Chill.
Chill, yeah. I was like, what? Cynthia is so, like, it kind of, like, ditzy in a good way. Like, I really enjoy Cynthia.
Thirsty Bride Barbie.
Thirsty Bride Barbie. She's like, I am thirsty. When she got into the car like that, I actually, like, laughed out loud. I was like, oh, my God.
No shame. There's no chill there, let me tell you.
No. And then that whole, first of all, that part, yo, you know what's indicative of Kenya's marriage, too? We kind of sense that even when with her opening scene. I didn't touch on that, of, like, the absent husband. And he wasn't at that daughter's, I would say, birthday party, but it was, like, a 7-month-old party. I was like, what's going on? Who gets this?
I didn't get it. And Kenya had to walk in. She walked in first in front of her daughter.
I noticed that too.
No shame. Although, all about her.
But Brooklyn's entrance was aspirational.
Oh, baby P needs one of those.
I know. It's her first birthday this month, which again, like, she's barely even getting her first birthday party. And Brooklyn's getting a 7-month ball. I was like, what are we doing? But like, did you notice, like, we're always in a strip mall.
Oh, but that's the same thing on New Jersey. They're always in a strip mall in New Jersey.
You know what I also noticed when I was watching OC? It looks like Kelly lives in a strip mall. Like a strip mall along the beach and like that parking lot.
Yeah, that view of a parking lot is not...
Which, so it's always been noted, but like, I was like, it feels like a strip mall.
It's not aspirational.
No. No. But yeah, no, we're in that strip mall with the party, and then... Again, end on like a tamer.
Yeah. I mean, what's not a good sign is there are four housewives that are either having babies or just had babies.
We don't want it.
Yeah. Speaking of we don't want it, Eva?
We don't want it.
We don't need it. We don't like it.
I did put this note. I said she's a bit more tolerable right now for some reason, but it's like she's just, it's very simple. Like, she's not a fit for the show.
No.
Sometimes it just comes down to that.
I would have rather had Shamari back because at least Shamari got wasted.
I would dip in and out of the season. I think I did see that scene and I was like, yo, if any girly gets wasted, you earn yourself.
Throwing up in the toilet on camera.
I did see that. I said, okay.
On Eva's Zara shoes.
Yeah, I was like, okay, sweetie, you can stay here.
They were Zara.
I was like, you can stay here. Yeah.
And then we get pregnant Barbie who like isn't going to do anything.
But also like, why don't we have Sheree instead of Eva? You don't like Sheree. I can just
Oh my god. Chateau Sheree. Oh, joggers.
I was just watching that clip too when she goes in like that lake. It was like 2 seasons ago and she's like trying to go on those paddle boats. Like, oh my god.
But also Hugen Check Me Boo is like one of the great scenes in The Housewives.
I sent it to my brother because he's like, he sometimes just get a laugh at certain type of things like that. And what did she say? She's like, bit, and like they're going back and then like he's screaming at her and he's like, oh, and she's like, oh, with the water. And like it gets so, and the employees come in and I'm like,
or with that scene with her and Marlo where they're in each other's faces going back and forth.
Oh, boo, boo, boo. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't know why they got rid of her. She was so good. So she good. Must have been a intolerable. Nightmare.
Yep. Yeah. I can see it. Oh, you can see her too. Because we've seen her with like her contractors. And when that crew came in? They wanted to light her house on fire.
I think there are some housewives that are so awful to work with that it doesn't matter how good they are, they're going to get rid of them. I think that's why Heather Dubrow's gone.
Yeah.
I think no one wanted to work with her.
Yeah. And sometimes they have a talking to and they get it together, but yeah. And I've heard behind the scenes, few people, few shows who's tough and some, yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like the ones you think are tough.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. The ones you think are difficult. Can you imagine wrangling Ramona?
Ramona, I was just going to say.
Can you imagine?
Somebody had done an interview with Andy like maybe a few months ago and they're like, who is one of the most difficult housewives? And he said, he was like, honestly, like we had to one time have a sit down talk with Ramona and she got a lot better. But I'm like, yo, I would, if I had to work in any capacity with Ramona Singer, and you know she is my number one favorite housewife. I truly would slide on needles. Yeah. I truly take a slide on needles. It's honestly better.
You'd rather work for Sean Avery?
Oh, did you listen to that story? Fucking maniac. Oh, I don't know, because I would die in a day.
Well, I think I don't know. I Eva's not inconsequential. I'm interested to see what Nene's going to bring this season, but I think it was a good start.
It was a good start. You're right. Yeah. I think I'm not being negative about it. Guys, whoever that person was that said I was being negative. No, not being negative. It was just like, it simply wasn't New Jersey. That's all it was. And then OC, wait.
Are we going to go to that?
Yeah, let's just do OC real quick. Okay. I have a confession. What did I tell you about me watching it? I said that like it got cut off.
Yeah, you missed the best scene of the whole episode.
Yeah, it didn't like, and I feel like, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, the main crux of this
I saw that scene though on Twitter after.
Okay.
So that's fine. I did see it. I think it was like, I saw like a little after like Emily and Bronwyn went paddleboarding and then like something happened. Then I was like, well, it's fine. And then I saw the other scene on Twitter. Nothing else happened, right?
But like, we've been watching this whole season and every episode, Tamara has been starting shit, planting a seed here. And then she drops the bomb and she walks away from it. And this episode, they all got together and they compared notes and they realized that Tamara's really the cause of all of it.
And it's like, yes, sis, where you been since season 3? We know this.
Yeah.
And that's why I think you and I spoke about it. It's like, that's why we appreciate Tamara on the show, because everyone hates it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't, and I just commented this, and I think it was like Bravo Historian, shout out to you, love her, had posted something about like, I think it was Tamara or something like that. And I was like, it drives me nuts when people bitch that something's boring, blah, 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 and then we have somebody come in, stir it up, and then like, mean girl, bully, no. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. They did the same thing like when Lisa Rinna gets messy, then they bag on her for it. And it's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
That's what this show is. And like, do I think Tamara's a rat and a snake and like she probably goes about it in like the worst way because she's a garbage person? Yes. But like, she has brought so much to this franchise. It's unreal.
I know. I mean, I would really like it if we didn't have to watch scenes with their disgusting son. That son. Ugh. Getting free tattoo removal.
You know what I just thought of? I'm acting like this is like a revelation. Tamara should be a friend, because then we would get rid of her solo scenes and all that crap. But she's the great kind of Danielle Staub, Camille kind of friend. Come in, fuck shit up.
Well, she better be careful because she's next.
I was thinking the same thing. I don't know why I just got chills over this. This is sad. it's sad that I got chills. Not this, what I'm about to say. I feel like she might not be... I don't know.
Well, here's what? Where I am on the whole thing. You get rid of Vicky. You make Tamara a friend. Now, Shannon, like, what do you have? you're not watching Emily and Gina.
And that's what I said. And that's why I say they shouldn't get rid of Vicky. They should put her back full time, but they need to bring in players that work with Vicky. I agree that she seems like an outcast this season. And I hate to agree with that because then people are like, yeah, so she doesn't need to be full time. And it's like, no. What it is Vicky just doesn't give a fuck about these other three new girls. And we need people that rile her up and blah, blah, blah. We need old blood, then maybe one piece of new blood that riles her up. Tamara to a friend, Vicky back full time, and then keep Kelly, Shannon, but yeah, those other three gotta go.
But I mean, for the love of God, if I cannot watch another goddamn scene with Gina, I cannot watch another scene.
Talking to her therapist.
She's awful. I will say though that 2 weeks ago at the tea party when she had that
not
disgusting
about you, yeah,
when she had that disgusting purple wig on,
I actually it looked thought that
better
was her best
than
look.
Yeah, say, yeah. It looked better than the hair that awful hair.
No, I was like, who's that incredible looking girl at the table? And I was like, that's Gina. Oh my God.
That was Aeon Flux or like somebody.
I realized actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I think I realized that I had skipped last episode because I had like taken 2 weeks off because whatever, and then I tried to catch up. I don't know, guys, but the tea party episode, real quick, it made me really dislike Bronwyn even more with like the way she was like treating the waiter and like, the cup. Like, she's such a little brat, but tries to act so down to earth and cool and yada, yada, yada. And like, I just don't like her.
She doesn't bother me.
Okay, but even, and like, maybe it doesn't bother me that much, but you agree that like she should not be a housewife?
Well, I mean, I agree that she, Gina, and Emily needs all to go. Should not be housewives.
Okay, but then especially too, and then we had in this episode Bronwyn crying on the phone. I'm just with my kids at home. And
she's
like,
a crier. I know, she cries constantly.
Housewives don't cry. You know, I used to be like, oh, men don't cry. It's like, no, housewives
don't
cry. No,
they do. Shannon spent like three seasons crying.
That's true. Okay, sorry, guys.
But Shannon gave us a lot more.
A lot more. Yeah. She gave us, yeah. A lot more, whereas Bronwyn has literally given us nothing.
I mean, I think Kelly's really the one carrying the show on her back right now.
I agree.
She's so good.
So, and her with her daughter, and she, you know what it is too? She looks so fed up and like annoyed that she has to go anywhere. So like, she'll be with her daughter and her hair's like fucked up and she has this look on her face like, I gotta go meet with these bitches. And she's just like, and it's, oh, it's incredible.
I thought she looked really cute this episode.
Oh no, I didn't say she didn't look cute, but I mean, she looks
cute. That cute white suit she was wearing with the long hair in the last scene.
And it's a little like tossle.
Oh my God, watching Jeff try to describe like tossled fashion and beauty is like
Andre, you don't think I am fashion forward? No. I know, it's so weird. You know what's so funny? It's like I just met a client of mine and like my boss had introduced me like, oh, like Jeff, he's gay, blah, love him, and they met, and then I feel like I was wearing this and like they're like, what? And I'm like, Laura should preface it. It was like, I'm not a gay in the sense that I like fashion or
that's
like
okay.
That.
Yeah. Everybody's different.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gay enough that Sean Avery was like,
trying to write,
would have liked to fuck you.
Yeah,
and because he couldn't,
yeah,
he wanted to kill you.
Yeah, but guys, I'm not, I'll just say this. I'm not a fashion person. My clothes are disgusting.
No, that's fine.
They're great, actually.
That's fine.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, tousled hair. And I guess, yeah, you have to see me just trying to describe it. It's different. But she just looks so annoyed to be, and she, or she looks so like, not annoyed. I can't think of the adjective. Maybe I'll tweet it when I think of it.
She's just so good because she just sits there and she just cannot control anything coming out of her mouth.
And then she revels in it when she knows she's
uh-huh.
poured it out. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gave me chills too. Am I sick? Do you think I'm getting the flu? I keep getting the chills.
You better not be, because if I get sick from doing
no,
this.
No, I don't think so. But I'm like, what's happening? I'm like, wow, all these things are giving me chills. Like, these are powerful shows. I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Overall, like, the OC is better than Dallas, yep. Which, you know, was the only thing we had to compare it to. But I don't know. There are days when, I can't believe I'm saying this. I think we should just.
Can OC?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm saying this on record. I think it's time.
And by the way, Dallas, you're next.
You know what? And they get the lowest ratings. And I think Andy said, like, oh, like they're not going anywhere. But, like, there's no way. I'll give them maybe one more after this. Like, they'll go to 5 to try it next. But, yeah, it's like with OC, it had, like, an unprecedented 14-season run. Like, that's great. Put it out to the pasture. Let it die. The ratings are already down. So, like, do it now before they really fall below a million.
Are they not doing well this season?
Not that great. They're at like 1.2. They used to be always more towards the higher side of the ones, and now they're really hovering around like 1.
I still can't believe Beverly Hills gets like the best ratings.
Atlanta does, but then second Beverly Hills.
That's crazy.
It's bonkers. Yeah, I don't want to keep saying bonkers. I don't even like that word. And New York doesn't get great ratings.
New York's not going anywhere.
No, I know, but it doesn't get great, but it's like, New York is not going any. If they touched that.
Over Cookie's dead body.
That's me like, don't touch the Morgan letters. Like, that is, I would, You know, I do feel like our country would be in a state of emergency.
It really would be a problem.
Yeah, every gay and other, and her, I can't say this word actually. I was going to say her, can I say this?
I don't know.
I'm going to mouth it to you real quick. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say it to be safe. I don't want any flack.
You know what? I call him fruit flies.
Fruit flies. Okay, so every gay and his fruit fly friend, his girlfriend.
His Judy.
Yeah, his Judy would be up in arms. And we have a real issue on our hands if we cancel the orc. Yeah, I was like, I don't want
to. It's all good.
Yeah. I think that was it with OC. How far? What were we? Was this episode 13? So we're on 14. We're like almost.
They're about to go on their trip.
Where are they going in? Oh, Miami. What's the budget?
Is it because Gina can't leave the country?
I thought that too. You know what? Somebody told me. You know, yeah. That.
What? Why?
Like, for some reason with OC, like, because obviously they get all these places comped, things like that, whatever. They're just like not willing to comp them for things. Like they are with other shows, because obviously Evolution does OC and Beverly Hills.
Right.
And Beverly Hills, like, they're very, very willing to. With OC, they're not. And so they struggled with, like, finances to do that. So they put them in Miami.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Off to Miami.
Wow.
Miami. I'm not good at women. I don't even say that. You know, I might treat myself to a little Miami trip, like, this January.
Oh, I'll go.
Yeah.
Key West?
I've never been to Key West. I would go to Key West.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need a vacation.
What else do we got?
I think that's it. I think it was just...
No, we're not even bothering to cover Dallas.
No. Like I said, we've canceled it.
Yeah.
I've canceled it. Bravo hasn't, but I have.
I mean, I'm still slowly working my way through it.
That's what I mean. I think I tried to, even after I said on here that I wouldn't, and then it was a struggle, and I said, I don't have the time.
Yeah, I told you that the one thing that happened this week that was so good was Leanne left her wedding and went straight to a drive-thru to buy chili cheese dogs.
That is incredible.
It's incredible.
But not incredible enough to save the show.
Okay.
Yeah, fair. No. I think it was like that we were just covering OC, Atlanta, New Jersey. I'm very excited to see where New Jersey goes. I'm excited to see where Atlanta goes. I am actually excited, though, for the finish of this season of OC, because I know it gets crazy, and I know the reunion will be crazy.
Right.
But again, I want it to finish and then be finished.
I agree.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that was
a lot. That was a lot.
That was hard work. It's
been quite a week.
It has. In my personal life, in the Housewives world, in your world?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wading through it.
All right. Well, thank you for coming back.
Oh, this was so fun. I love being here with you, Jeffy.
I love you coming on, too.
It's Jeff Epstein.
It's Jeff Epstein,
Not the child molester.
Not the child molester. Oh, people still, again today.
Stop DMing Jeff. It's his birth name. He has nothing to do with that dead motherfucker who shall rot in hell.
This is one of my best responses. Somebody said, yo, why do you share the same name as a pedophile? And I said, I don't know. Ask him.
No, people give it up. Stop.
I didn't know. No, today what I mean is like what they're sending now is like these like joke meme things about Jeff Epstein. And I'm like, I don't care. You know that I was already annoyed. Like, just stop sending me this crap. You're not funny. It's not funny to me.
You know what you do to those people? You just click the like button and you don't respond.
You're right.
That's it. Oh, actually, you know what people hate more is when they can see
that you've
seen it.
Didn't like
and
it.
And then
yeah.
You didn't even.
I know, but I acknowledge everybody. I feel bad.
Okay.
I'm sweet.
Yeah.
I'm sweet Jeff.
Just be nice to Jeff.
Yeah, I'm sweet Jeff. I'm not even kidding you. On set, they would always say, this is sweet Jeff. Like, I'm genuinely a really sweet person, so I don't want to lash out at people.
You are. You're a little love bug.
Please be nice to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a dimple. I can't be mean. All right. For real, we're saying goodbye now. Thank you for coming. I feel like we need you back for OC reunion.
Okay, I'll be back.
Okay, perfect. Just very rigorously scheduled ahead, though.
Boom.
Perfect. All right, thank you guys for listening. We will be back next week with who the fuck knows who. And have a great week. I want everyone to generally just enjoy their week. And I'm going to come back next week feeling fresh. So, yeah. See you guys then.
Bye.
Bye. So much better.
A Diamond Heart production.